This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.5 The End. It's the wake-up call.
I got bad news for everybody who's not getting married. It's expensive to go to a wedding.
Okay.
The numbers have come out, and the amount that people should expect to spend on a wedding, they are staggering.
Why?
A single person, $461.
No. Why didn't you go into?
Right. What's going on?
According to one report, the average single, and that's the single person should expect to spend $461 to attend a wedding. For a couple, it's about $550. And that's more because you need attire for two people and you can split travel, a hotel, and a gift. So they're all assuming that you're going to get, I didn't know that a lot of people, even if you stayed local, get hotels for weddings.
I didn't either.
I think that's a thing that people do because wasted.
Yeah, after parties.
I don't understand that concept.
The after party for a wedding is so strange to me.
I think it is too.
I understand it, this isn't a criticism. I understand this is like a thing now, but it's like the post-reception.
Yeah.
That is just like banger party.
I don't get it. You're not going to judge it. I'll judge it. I think there's something like kind of trashy about it. I don't know. Like, you just got married. Like, wasn't it not that long ago that the phrase sanctity of marriage was being thrown around a lot in order to keep the gays from doing it? Well, it's like, it's not just an excuse to get effed up.
Right.
You know, and it seems like a lot of people just use it for that now. But anyway, I digress. So to get back to this, though, okay, so it's a mix of clothes that you need to get.
Okay.
And then a possible travel cost, because let's say you don't have to fly anywhere, but you're probably going
to stay at a hotel.
Uber and hotel.
Oh.
Plus a gift.
Okay.
They said it's about $461 now. And if you're a couple, it's $550.
I guess if both people don't have anything to wear, I guess that makes sense.
I mean, you were just saying today you don't have any clothes.
Well, I have nice clothes. I don't have just live in the world clothes for like warm weather.
Oh, well, then maybe just wear nice clothes.
Okay, so I'll just start coming in here.
Wear a nice gown to work. Really set the tone here at Odyssey.
I have many gowns.
I mean, this seems insane to me.
I guess if you're staying in a hotel,
yeah,
that does start making more sense. I didn't think about the cost of an Uber, but if you're staying in a hotel, you don't need an Uber.
I don't know. I mean, also, to go back to it, apparently a lot of people also pregame before weddings now, too.
Yeah.
We got married at a different time, and yeah. I don't know. All that it is now, it sounds like it's just a really expensive frat party. It sounds kind of gross. Weddings, to me, sound gross. But I also don't really, I don't want to get wasted. But apparently that's all that they are now.
I don't know that that's the case for everybody.
I didn't say it was for everybody, yeah. But I think it's a growing trend.
It does seem to be that it is a party more than a...
And not just the guys. Like, the women do it too. And it's like, okay. I thought this was a very special day, but I guess not.
My thing is, like, as far as, like, the post-reception party...
Yeah.
I don't want to be with you people anymore.
Right.
I want to go be with my new husband. You guys can go do whatever you want, but I'm going to go leave with my new husband.
When we got married, my wife fell asleep as soon as the reception was over. So I went and hung out with my friends, but all we did was just sit in like a hotel lobby and talk and have like some people even had coffee.
Now, part of that, though, I think is because you had people that flew in from back east.
Yeah, they're people I never see.
Yeah. So
and she was asleep.
I mean, if I fell asleep and my new husband left and went and hung out with his friends, even if I was asleep, I'd be pissed.
Why you're asleep?
I don't care.
Why?
Be physically near me.
There needs to be an all-night vigil. You need to watch me.
Well, or wake me up.
Kevin, explain the whole like banger thing though.
I just think it's a time where people just want to celebrate.
Okay.
But is it, I mean, we've always been celebrating.
I know, but this is kind of like a party with your close people that you invited, and it's like the after party, so your family doesn't really go, but all your friends go. So it's like kind of like a fun rager.
I see.
Yeah, that's true. It does seem like the families don't
go. Yeah, all the older people don't go because it's like, you know, bedtime. I'm right here. Gave you the gift. I'm going home.
Yeah.
But all the cool kids stay after, you know, shots for the new bride before she gets pregnant, can't drink.
Oh my God. Just the idea of doing shots after your reception sounds...
Belly shots, too.
What?
What do you mean?
Yeah, it gets wild at a wedding after party.
What is going on?
Why?
They're finally married. You're celebrating. I don't know. It's fun. You just got to be in the moment, you know? Don't think about anything else.
Well, this is why you people are spending $461 per person.
Yeah, because shots ain't free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.